This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic Real English
from BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听地道英语，我是冯菲菲。
And hello, I'm Rob. Fei Fei, what are you doing?
I'm making a cake, a chocolate cake, obviously.
Why are you making a chocolate cake?
It's Helen's birthday.我这不是为了给 Helen 庆生做个蛋糕吗？哎，怎么你有意见？
Well, for a start, we're in a radio studio, not a kitchen. Also, you've only got 5 minutes before she arrives, and you're putting salt in the cake mix, not sugar.
Oops.
Oh, I don't know. It's a recipe for disaster.
灾难的菜谱 a recipe for disaster. 哎，你说什么呢？ Look...It's a recipe for chocolate cake, Rob.
Yeah, well, that might be. But a recipe for disaster means a combination of things that will, at some point, go wrong and cause harm, damage, or in this case, humiliation. In other words, it will end in trouble.
Oh, really? 原来 a recipe for disaster 被用来指一连串事情迟早会出错、惹麻烦、给人带来小不幸或让人出丑。Oh dear, Rob, this wasn't the recipe I wanted to follow.
No. Let's hear some examples of this phrase in action, and we can work out how to limit the damage.
My doctor says drinking too much, not exercising enough, and having a stressful job are a recipe for disaster. He says I might die young.
I'm not looking forward to the party.Having my wife and ex-girlfriend in the same room will be a recipe for disaster.
Watch out on the road tonight. All that rain followed by freezing temperatures is a recipe for disaster.
这个表达 a recipe for disaster 也可以理解为由于某人的言行而使事情后患无穷。So, what problem is my cake making going to cause, Rob?
Well, can't you see there's cake mix on the table? The cake won't be ready in time, and it'll taste disgusting with all that salt in it.
Oh, calm down. Do you want to taste the cake mix?
I'll go on then. Actually, it's not too bad. And there's not much mess. Perhaps it's not a disaster...But maybe we shouldn't give it to Helen. Shall we keep it for later?
Haha, it looks like this has been a recipe for success. 成功的秘诀。
A what?
A recipe for success.
For once, Feifei, you might be right. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic Real English.
From BBC Learning English.